proclamation number 7372A, dated the May 25th, 1959. Experiments. Work of destruction. Penetrating the core of the Earth can only ever be permissible up to certain limits. Once these limits are exceeded, you will suffer the according consequences. It will result in a work of destruction on such an enormous scale which is impossible for you humans to imagine, because you will not survive such devastation but fall victim to these experiments at the same time. Human intellect studies and speculates and has already deeply penetrated the laws of nature. And these investigations could indeed be a blessing for fellow human beings were they conducted with the right attitude towards me, so that it would be possible to direct the researchers' thoughts according to divine order. Yet this right attitude towards me is usually missing, and individual people are often drowned out by researchers and scientists who are distant from me and whose thinking can therefore also go astray. Which, in the case of experiments on the intended scale, will result in awful consequences. They will no longer be able to control the laws of nature, they will draw the wrong conclusions, and they will conduct tests on the basis of incorrect calculations and thus trigger forces which they will no longer be able to keep in check. People only calculate with earthly figures, but not with spiritual problems which, in view of their ignorance of God, are impossible for them to solve. But the basis of everything is spiritual. Earth exists for a spiritual reason, and the goal of people inhabiting it should be to rise above the earthly realm and become mature for the spiritual kingdom, but of whose existence researchers and those who deem themselves knowledgeable don't know very much or nothing at all or don't want to believe in. However, my works of creation are nevertheless at the mercy of people's free will, and people will not be hindered from causing even the greatest extent of destruction. Yet they will do this at their own detriment, insofar as that all living creations will lose their lives, be they human or animal, be they plants or other creations which contain bound spiritual substances for the purpose of higher development. And even if the latter is not believed, the lives of fellow human beings should nevertheless be taken into consideration. Even so, people deem themselves intelligent and wise. They believe that they can also penetrate the laws of nature which so far had been unknown to them. They are conducting experiments which they will constantly expand until they trigger hitherto unknown forces, with the inconceivable result of a total destruction of the Earth's surface, which no living being will survive, as has been predicted by seers and prophets since the start of this Earth period. And I allow people's will its freedom. However, my eternal plan of salvation is based on this will, because I foresaw from the start that by that time people have reached such a low spiritual level it will necessitate a restoration of my eternal order again, and thus I was able to base my plan of salvation on it without enslaving people's will. For they themselves will be the architects of the end of this earth. They themselves will determine the day despite the preceding warnings and admonitions, despite the continuous references to their wrongdoing, as long as they are not in association with their God and Creator of eternity, who then would also truly be able to guide their thoughts and intentions correctly without coercing their will. But people don't want to believe that they are approaching such a work of destruction of Earth, and they cannot be warned in any other way than through my word, which is conveyed to them from above. But if they incline their hearts towards me of their own accord, they will also become enlightened and refrain by themselves from further experiments. Yet there are only a few of them, and they will be enabled to assert themselves, even though they recognize the immense danger which threatens the human race. but the majority will be opposed and won't let go of a plan which will result in the end of the earth. And because of their freedom of will, they cannot and will not be stopped by my side because, according to my wise counsel, it will further countless beings' higher development again, because I know how to guide everything, even that which is bad, such that it will nevertheless still result in beneficial consequences, and precisely this is my plan of salvation, which will therefore also be implemented according to my love and wisdom. Amen.